in that moment, I made a choice to draw a firm boundary for our relationship. With Josh Bishop and his annoyingly sexy body on one side, and me on the other. So, he drops onto the couch beside me and heaves a single leg onto the coffee table. What are we watching? I stare at him for a moment, just to make sure what I think is happening is happening. Well, I was about to watch Carson's Cove. He adds his second leg, stretching both of them out as he leans back into the cushions. And I guess you were watching it with me? I ask. He glances over, not looking the least bit fussed.
Is that all right?
Is it? It's fine. My eyes dip for a moment to the golden bronzeness of his chest. But you are going to need to put a shirt on first.
What?
You've already witnessed enough of my humiliation this evening. Please don't ask me any more questions. He eyes me as if debating if my request is legitimate. After a moment, he gets up, walks into his bedroom, and returns a moment later, pulling the threadbare Anaheim shirt over his head. No! I point at his door. Different shirt! He pauses with it half on. Again, he waits to see if there's some punchline coming. When there isn't one, he repeats the earlier process, and this time comes out wearing a newer-looking black crew neck. Better.
Anything else?
He sinks back down beside me, an amused dimple suddenly making an appearance on his left cheek. Yes. You need to promise not to talk. His eyebrows rise a fraction of an inch.
But what if I have questions?
Then you need to ask them now. I click play, and the opening credits begin to roll. You have exactly 36 seconds.